Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Jesus' life purpose, he gives it. Mark 10, do you have a life purpose? Mark 10, verse 45, even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve and give his life as a ransom for many. Dear friends, as I think about that purpose that Jesus gives, he doesn't do it a lot, but whenever he gives his purpose statements in the Gospels, our ears should be pointed up. He's really saying something really important. What's interesting about this text is that he says the word ransom. When you hear a ransom, what do you think of? Basically, you think of a kidnapping, don't you? You think of a bad man and people being held hostage. Anytime that word ransom's used, that's what that means. You might be thinking an old country western show, something like that. Or you might be thinking of what happened in Sweden, Stockholm, Sweden in 1973, that summer. There was a felon who was granted pardon by the officials in Sweden. He was given early release from prison. He got a second chance, an opportunity to change his life. But within a week, he sought out a bank, robbed the bank, but it didn't quite exactly go to plan, and he had to take four hostages. It was a hostage situation. Now, thankfully, after 5 days, those hostages were freed, and so was the man, as the authorities tear gassed the bank in Sweden, and they were forced out. And that's how the story went. That's what we think of when we think of ransom. A bad man, and hang with me on that, a bad man and hostages. Jesus is saying that we're hostages that need rescue, that need a ransom. Do you feel like a hostage this morning? I didn't waking up. I got to choose which cereal I got to eat. When I got up this morning, I got to choose the shoes that I was going to wear. I'm thinking about this afternoon. There are lots of options out there of what I could do in this beautiful sunshine this afternoon. What is Jesus talking about that you and I are in a hostage situation? You are in a hostage situation. There are some bad men out there, and you are tied down. You may not feel like it, but let me describe. This is, again, this isn't my opinion. This is the way the scriptures speak. I'm going to name some of the bad men out there that are tying you down. Number one, yourself. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 2 says this. Paul, the apostle Paul says, we became lovers of ourselves. Paul didn't mean that in a good way that we oftentimes hear, oh, we should love ourselves. That's not what he's talking about. The word for love there, epithumeo, is a word that says craving. We crave ourselves. Did you know that sin, the definition of sin, is nothing more than an inward turn towards self? That's sin. And so if you read the confession today, did you notice the focus on the confession was about a focus on self and our own desires? Time and time again, if we focus on ourselves, we become captive to our own desires, our own vision, our own outlook. And you see what that can lead to is that we can become narcissistic. We can become so focused on self, we really lose sight on everything else out there. That's a bad man, okay? The self. That's one named in the scriptures. Not my opinion, scriptures. Number two, bad man. Idols. Idols. Titus chapter 3, verse 3 says this. At one time we were foolish, enslaved by all kinds of passions, the Apostle Paul says. Then he starts listing some of those idols and passions that were tied to things like money and career and you fill in the blank. What are those idols out there? You see, we can become so tied to the things of this world that we're enslaved by them. Let me give you a clear example of this. 2 months ago on a Saturday morning, I was driving up for a soccer game on a Saturday morning. It was about 9 a.m. and I drove by a Nike store. 9 a.m. It happened to be the day that the Jordan 4s was released. Does anyone have Jordan 4s? Archer, Seamus, Jordan 4s? Help me out. You have a Jordan 4? Oh my gosh.
That's cool.
Jordan 4s came out. It was sometime in February. 9 o'clock Saturday morning. I looked out and it wasn't just that the line was wrapped around the store. It wasn't that it was a downpour rain. It was the worst day that I saw in all the winter. It was horrible outside. It didn't matter the cost of the shoes. It didn't matter that they were only taking people two at a time inside the Nike store. As I looked, you see, it was a hostage situation. The people could, that they had to have their Jordan 4s.